those of you who had to construct floats that would illustrate our agricultural work and our mechanical and academic work, had to put a certain amount of original thought into the planning of these floats in order to make them show the work to the best advantage. And two-thirds of you, yes, practically all of you, had never seen anything of the kind before. For this reason, it was a matter that had to be thought out by you and planned out by you, and then put into visible shape. Now compare that kind of education with the mere committing to memory of certain rules or something which someone else thought out and executed 1,000 years ago, perhaps. And that is what a large part of our education really is. Education, in the usual sense of the word, is the mere committing to memory of something which has been known before us. Now, during the last 10 years, we have had to solve problems of our own, not problems and puzzles that someone else originated for us. I do not believe that there is a person connected with the institution who is not stronger in mind, who is not more self-confident and self-reliant, so far as the qualities relate to what he is able to do with his mind or hands, than he was 10 or 12 days ago.